Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dave Uram from KYW Morning Sports with the Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. It's week 8 in the 2025 NFL season as the Eagles are getting ready to host the New York Giants Sunday, 1 o'clock at the Link. Merrill, yesterday was Nick Sirianni's day after video conference after their win in Minnesota. A day after that game, what was Nick's assessment of the way Jalen Hurts performed?
Well, he said obviously he was awesome. He had a great game. And he said that when a quarterback has a rating, a perfect rating of 158.3, it's a great day for the quarterback, but there it's a team stat. It really it involves everybody who blocked. It involves the receivers. It's a team accomplishment when your quarterback, no matter how well he played, has a rating that high. Very interesting to hear something that Nick said because it made me flash back. He talked about how hard Jalen Hurts works and what a winner he is. And the words he used were that he will do anything that he has to do to win regardless of what it requires. And it brought me back many, many years ago to something that Buddy Ryan said at a news conference. He said, I don't want players who want to win. I want players who want to pay the price it takes to win. That's the first time I heard that expression from a coach. But paraphrasing it, Nick basically sent out the same message that everybody wants to win, but do you really want to put in the work, put in the punishment, put in everything it requires to be a winner? And that's what Nick said. That's what he meant. But really, in essence, it was the same thing I heard many years ago.
Fascinating. You know, Merrill, for all the doubters that Jalen Hurts has had to deal with over his career, he just performs at a high level, and he wins time after time after time after time. And I find it, when I hear Jalen Hurts doubters even to this day, I got to admit, Merrill, it baffles me when I still hear Jalen Hurts doubters to this day.
He's a great quarterback. He is a great quarterback, barring anything unforeseen. I think someday we're going to look back and say that he was the best quarterback in Eagles history. Wow. That's how good I think that he is. He's already been to 2 Super Bowls. They lost the Super Bowl 57 in Arizona to Kansas City. He was still the MVP of that game if you really looked at how he performed. He outperformed Patrick Mahomes that day. And then he came back, of course, in Super Bowl 59, and he was actually the MVP of that game and was brilliant. And then we saw it again. Well, it seems as if the bigger the game, the bigger the stage, Jalen Hurts rises to that occasion. That's what he does, and that's who he is. The Sunday game was a very, very big game. I considered it, and I spoke with Mike Quick about this on the lead-in to the game. It was a crossroads game because the Eagles had already been down twice in a row, and they needed this to get back on track.
And Jalen collectively with his teammates accomplished that perfect passer rating, Merrill, with center Cam Jurgens out for most of the game because of the knee injury that he left with quite early on. Brett Toth ended up stepping in. Did Nick Sirianni have any update about Cam Jurgens when he spoke yesterday afternoon?
No, he didn't. He said he had yet to speak to the doctors and he'll find out later what the situation is with Cam Jurgens. But Brett Toth did a very good job in terms of pass blocking. The running game had been taken away from them Actually, Nick said that they adjusted, that the Vikings adjusted, and that's what you do in football. If they adjusted, they shut down one part of it, you go in another direction, and that forced the Eagles into going in the air more often, and it worked very, very well.
What sense did you get, Merrill, as to why they went with Toth as the backup center that day instead of Landon Dickerson and then maybe putting Brett Toth at left guard?
I think they have a lot of confidence in Brett Toth, number one. And number two, once you start moving Dickerson over to center and then you bring Toth in at guard, you're changing two positions. So for continuity, Dickerson was getting by and playing well at his guard position. And then you bring in Toth, who also practices at the center position.
And I'll close with this, Merrill, because we didn't get a chance to talk about this in our first chat since that game on Sunday. But what did you think of the way that Eagles inside linebacker N'Kobe Dean played in his first defensive reps of the season in a game?
N'Kobe Dean is an outstanding player, and having him back on the field was a real plus. I think there's a way to go before Jihad Campbell becomes the kind of edge rusher that you think he has the capability of becoming, but he got some experience, he got some work there, and I think eventually he's going to be an impact player coming from the outside.
Appreciate the time, Merrill. That's the great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.